ಸಹಸ್ರಶೀರ್ಷಂ ದೇವಂ ವಿಶ್ವಾಕ್ಷಂ ವಿಶ್ವಶಂಭುವಂ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ದೇವಮಕ್ಷರಂ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಂ ವಿಶ್ವದ ಪರಮಾನ್ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಗುಂ ಹರಿಂ ವಿಶ್ವಮೇವೇದಂ ಪುರುಷಸ್ತದ್ವಿಶ್ವಮುಪಜೀವತಿ ಪತಿಂ ವಿಶ್ವಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮೇಶ್ವತಗುಂ ಶಾಶ್ವತಗುಂ ಶಿವಮಚ್ಯುತಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ಮಹಾಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ವಿಶ್ವಾತ್ಮಾನಂ ಪರಾಯಣಂ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರೋ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರಾತ್ಮ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮತತ್ವಂ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರೋಧ್ಯಾತಾಧ್ಯಾನಂ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರ ಯಚ್ಚ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಜಗತ್ಸರ್ವಂ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಶ್ರೂಯತೆ ವಿವಾ ಅಂತರ್ಬಹಿಶ್ಚ ತತ್ಸರ್ವಂ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಸ್ಥಿತಃ ಅನಂತಮವ್ಯಯಂ ಕವಿಗುಂ ಸಮುದ್ರೇಂತಂ ವಿಶ್ವಶಂಭುವಂ ಪದ್ಮಕೋಶ ಪ್ರತೀಕಾಶಗುಂ ಹೃದಯಂ ಚಾಪ್ಯಧೋಮುಖಂ ಅಧೋ ನಿಷ್ಟ್ಯಾವಿತಸ್ಯಾಂತೇನಾಭ್ಯಾಮುಪರಿತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಜ್ವಾಲಮಾಲಾಕುಲಂ ಭಾತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಸ್ಯಾಯತನಂ ಮಹತ್ ಸಂತತಗುಂ ಶಿಲಾಭಿಸ್ತುಲಂ ಭತ್ಯಾಕೋಶಸನ್ನಿಭಂ ತಸ್ಯಾಂತೇ ಸುಶಿರಗುಂ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಂ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಮಹಾನಗ್ನಿರ್ವಿಶ್ವಾರ್ಚಿರ್ವಿಶ್ವತೋಮುಖಃ ಸೋಗ್ರಭುಗ್ ವಿಭಜನ್ ತಿಷ್ಟನ್ನಾಹಾರಮದರ ಕವಿ ತಿರ್ಯಗೂರ್ಧಮದಶಾಯಿರಶ್ಮಯಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ಸಂತತ ಸಂತಾಪಯತಿ ಸ್ವಂದೇಹಮಾಪಾದತಲಮಸ್ತಕಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ವನ್ನಿಶಿಖಾ ಅಣೀಯೋ ಓರ್ಧ್ವಾ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಃ ನೀಲತೋ ಯತ ಮಧ್ಯಸ್ಥಾತ್ ವಿದ್ಯುಲ್ಲೇಖೇವ ಭಾಸ್ವರ ನೀವಾರಶೂಕವತ್ತನ್ವೀ ಪೀತಾಭಾಸ್ವತ್ಯನೂಪಮಾ ತಸ್ಯಾ ಶಿಖಾಯಾ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಪರಮಾ ಆತ್ಮ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತ ಸ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸ ಶಿವ ಸ ಹರಿಸ್ಸೇಂದ್ರ ಸೋಕ್ಷರ ಪರಮಸ್ವರಾಟ್ ಋತಗುಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪುರುಷಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಿಂಗಳಂ ಊರ್ಧ್ವರೇತಂ ವಿರೂಪಾಕ್ಷಂ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ವೈ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಾರಾಯಣಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್ ವಿಷ್ಣೋರ್ನುಕಂ ವೀರ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪ್ರವೋಚಂ ಯಃ ಪಾರ್ಥಿವಾಣಿ ವಿಮಮೇ ರಜಾಕುಂಸಿ ಯೋ ಅಸ್ಕಭಾಯದುತ್ತರಗುಂ ಸದಸ್ತಂ ವಿಚಕ್ರಮಾಣತ್ರೇದೋರುಗಾಯೋ ವಿಷ್ಣೋರರಾಟಮಸಿ ವಿಷ್ಣೋ ಪೃಷ್ಠಮಸಿ ವಿಷ್ಣೋ ನ್ಯಪ್ತ್ರೇಸ್ಥೋ ವಿಷ್ಣೋ ಸ್ಯೂರಸಿ ವಿಷ್ಣೋ ಧ್ರುವಮಸಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಮಸಿ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ ತ್ವಾ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ 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 ಹರಿ ಓಂ. This is a Narayana Suktam. It's a very beautiful Suktam from the Veda. Sahasra Shirsham Devam Vishvaksham Vishvashambhuvam. Lord Narayana has 1,000 faces. He is the one all-seeing eye. He is the creator. He is the most benevolent creator of the universe. ವಿಶ್ವಮೇವೇದಂ ಪುರುಷ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ತತ್ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಉಪಜೀವತಿ ಈ ಸಸ್ಟೇನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತತ್ವ He is the meditator. He is the meditated. He is in the heart of all beings, above the navel, below the neck, inside an inverted lotus, where he resides as the very origin and support of the entire universe. Seated in the heart lotus, from foot to head, he pervades you. He is looking at all sides. He is all consuming. Like that it goes. The Narayana Sukta. So we commence today with our limited ability to explore the Vishnu Sahasranama. The greatness of Vishnu Sahasranama can be understood if we realize that it is one of the three parts of Mahabharata that Adi Shankara has written a commentary. Adi Shankara has written a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. He has written a commentary on the Sanat Sujatiyam, and he has written a commentary on the Vishnu Sahasranama. There is an interesting story as to how he came about to write it. It seems he wanted to write the commentary, he wanted to write a commentary on the Lalita Sahasranama. So he was sitting, his disciples were there, and he asked his disciple, I think it was Padmapada, to go and get the scroll which contained Lalita Sahasranama. There was some place, some room of sorts where all the scrolls were kept. So he went in and he came out and he brought the scroll and gave it to Shankara Bhagavatpada, and he found that it was the Vishnu Sahasranama. So he told him, no, I don't want this. I wanted the Lalita Sahasranama. So he said, okay, he took it back, and then he came back and he gave a scroll. Again it was the Vishnu Sahasranama. He said, but I told you I don't want this. I wanted the Lalita Sahasranama. So then he said, what can I do? When I'm going in, there's a small girl standing there, right? And she's saying, don't take this, and she's giving me this. So immediately Adi Shankara, where will a girl come in Adi Shankara's? So he immediately went in and goddess Ambal herself. So rather than write about my names, write about my brother's names, Vishnu Sahasranama. That is the story. In some form of the story, they say he had a voice saying that, write about Vishnu Sahasranama. Be that as it may, there is also a tradition that that was the first commentary that he wrote. Adi Shankara is known as Bhashyakara, meaning the writer of commentaries. Upanishads, Brahma Sutra Bhashyam. But he started with Vishnu Sahasranama, so they say. There are over 40 commentaries on the Vishnu Sahasranama. Many have written. It's Adi Shankara, if he writes a commentary on something, that topic is then worthy of all great people to apply themselves, which irrespective of which tradition of philosophy, which school of philosophy they come from. From the Vishishtadvaita school was a very great sage scholar called Parashara Bhattar, who has written. Similarly, from the Dvaita school, there was another sage who wrote. In fact, Madhvacharya is supposed to have said that each name in the Sahasranama has over 100 meanings. Parashara Bhattar was his commentary on Vishnu Sahasranama is called Bhagavad Guna Darpana. It's a very beautiful commentary. Means the mirror of the glorious qualities of God. Bhagavad Guna Darpana. Sometime in the 11th, 12th century he was born. He was born to the Tamil name is Kura Tharvan, the Srivat Sankha Mishra, they say, who used to stay in Agraharam called Kuram in Kanchipuram, his father. To him he was born. His father, Kura Tharvan, was a very prosperous landlord of Kuram. He was also a very, very close devotee of Ramanuja. Ramanuja was at that time there. And when Ramanuja left Kanchipuram and went off to Srirangam, then Kura Tharvar gave up all his lands, all his property, all his wealth, and along with his wife, he also went off to Srirangam to serve his master. And he also renounced his material pursuit, so to say, and he lived the life of a Unchavritti Brahmana in Srirangam. Which means they had to live on Bhiksha. And in one day when they, story goes, when they had not got any Bhiksha, it was also a very rainy day in the evening time, they had not had food. However, his evening Sandhya Upasana or whatever was Nitya Karma he was to do, and they had no food since the morning, his wife prayed to Lord Ranganatha, and Lord Ranganatha gave a command to somebody in the temple that today is eat Nevedyam, Nivedanam. Please take it and give it to this couple there. Some of it. So they gave and they came and said, with the command of the Lord, this is to be given to you. So they partook some. And then that lady, the Dharmapatni of Kura Tharvar, conceived, and later she gave birth to twins during the time of Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya was one who named these children, these two twin children, kid boys. The elder he named as Parashara, the younger he named as Vyasa. Parashara being the father, Vyasa being the son, in that elder, younger age, so to say. These two kids apparently they used to be kept in a cradle tied next to the Thirumanan Thoon in the Ranganatha temple. One of the pillars near the Ranganatha temple, very near the Lord. That's where they were as babies. And in that sense, they were the foster babies of Ranganatha and Ranganayaki herself. This boy, Parashara, grew up to be a very great bhakta and scholar, Ubhaya Vedanta, both Sanskrit and Tamil. And under the command of Sri Ramanuja, he wrote the commentary on Vishnu Sahasranama and called it the Bhagavad Guna Darpana. Later, Sri Ramanuja in fact appointed him as the chief of the pontiff of the Vaishnava faith. So such is his greatness that if we say Bhattar, generally we mean Parashara Bhattar. Like if we say Desikan, we mean Vedanta Desikan. But generally speaking, if you do a Google on Bhattar, you will find first one bhattar.com, after that it will be Parashara Bhattar. Some site is there. Alright. Parashara Bhattar. Deshikan is Vedanta Deshikan. Dikshadar is Appaya Dikshadar. Bhatta Kumarila Bhatta. Bhattar, like that. There will be others as well. Generally speaking. Dikshadar is Mutswami Dikshadar. But in this context. context, it's Parashar Bhattar is so well known. Now, chanting of Vishnu Sahasranama has been a holy practice all across India. It's not restricted to South India, it's all across India. Anantarama Dikshidhar says, his chanting of Vishnu Sahasranama you should hear, it's beautiful. The great Kathakara, Anantarama Dikshidhar, Shingali Prabhu. After finishing the chant, he says, I don't know when I learnt it. Maybe now, before my memory, he says, I don't remember. My parents, my elders, got this inside me before he had started formal learning anything, writing Aksharabhyasam, before that, 3 years old, like that. This is not something that I read and learnt by rote. This was heard and it was learnt as a child. In ever so many families, there is this tradition even till now that they will chant Vishnu Sahasranam at least once a day. Many people do it, even now. Sometime during the day, they'll make that time and they'll chant it. Generally speaking, our elders say, the idea is to get up before dawn. Then you do your Nadi Shuddhi. Essentially, you have to purify yourself by pranayama, all that. There's equal insistence given in our tradition to keeping yourself physically fit, which is much neglected now. So after doing pranayama, Nadi Shuddhi, then you chant the Sahasranama. Bhaktimanya sadottaya shuchistad gara manasah sahasram vasudevasya namnam etat prakirtet. A devotee, bhaktiman, sadottaya, every day he's getting up early, having shuchistad gara manasah, has mentally cleansed himself, sahasram vasudevasya, sings the name of, thousand names of the Lord Vasudeva. Yasha prapnoti vipulam jnati pradhanyam evacha. Achalam, Shayam, Apnoti, it just goes on, the list goes on. What all he will get, as a devotee will get, if they chant this Sahasranama. The Phalashruti is very, very tempting. Be that as it may. However, the Phalashruti is, it is one's experience that it is evident that one feels a lot of joy in just the chanting of that Sahasranama. Cleansing of this dirt that is inside is not of that day's work. It's not of that week or that month or that life. It is for how many lakhs of lives. Of that some cleansing happens. When you do the Sahasranama, when you chant it. But Shraddha Bhakti Samanvita. Have faith in it. Chant it with devotion. Then it is evident to oneself. One should enjoy the rasa of the chanting. One thing is to eat, just gobble up the food. One thing is to enjoy what you're eating. Likewise, you enjoy, as one elder put it, the nama guccha. It's like a cluster of grapes or a cluster of some fruit. Like that's a cluster of names. One verse is one cluster. You enjoy that cluster. It comes. It will roll off your tongue. Once it gets used to it, it's not difficult. There's a padalalityam, as they say. There is a ease. There's a charm in the words that away they have been strung together as well. Why else? There are so many Sahasranamas. among them, some of them stand up like the sun and the moon. Like a flow of a river, it will flow. You start it. Siddhartha, Siddha Sankalpa, Siddhidha, Siddha Sadhana, like that. It's just Siddhartha, Siddha Sankalpa, Siddhidha, Siddha Sadhana, like that. Bhutakrit, Bhutabrit Bhavo, Bhutatma, Bhutabhavana, Bhutatma, Paramatma, Muktana, Paramagadi, Abhyeh, Purushachakri, Ketrang, Yogsreya, Chayogo, Yogo. You just, each one will just kind of pull you into the next one. Vedo, Veda, Vyango, Vedango, Vedavitkahi, Vedavitkavi, Lokadhyaksho, Suradhyaksha, Dharmadhyaksha. Like that. Brahmanyo, Brahma, Krat, Brahma, 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 Vidma. Like that, no? Very just go nicely. Brahma with Brahmano, Brahmi, Brahmagyo, Brahmana Priya, like that. Nice ones. Or I might have missed a word here and there, but it's just very, very, very nicely chantable. And each word is also beautiful. Pushpahasa Prajagaraha, he says one name. What does it mean? The Lord is compared, he's told that Pushpahasaha Prajagara, you are the laughter of the flowers, which is never fading, ever in full bloom. That. And also, there is a method in the word sequences. Word, name sequences, Amani, Manado, Manyo. Lokaswami, Trilokadhrik, Amani, Manado, Manyo, Lokaswami, Trilokadhrik, Amani. One who has no pride, he himself has no pride. Manado, however, he gives due respect to everybody else. Gives a lot of respect to others, their pride. Manyo, therefore, he is worthy of all pride, Manyo. Why else? Lokaswami, he is a lord of the world. Therefore, he is worthy of all reverence and pride. Is he a lord of one world? No, not just one world. Triloka. Like that. It'll go. Starts with Vishvam, Vishnum. And ends with Sarva Praharanayudha. So starts with the fact that he is the all-pervading, all-pervasive one, which you also see as a universe. And Sarva Praharanayudha means one who is who is equipped with every weapon and every form of attack for sustaining this universe, for protection. So he is that and he sustains that, he protects that. So the world is Vishnu Rupa and the world is also protected by Vishnu. From children to sannyasis, it is prescribed, Sahasranama. In some schools, in traditional teaching, before a child is taught Sanskrit formally, first they make the child learn by heart the Sahasranama, then Sanskrit is taught. It will come then, because already these names have gone in, then magic will start happening. And talking of sannyasis, Antarama Dikshita in his discourse says once when Kanchi Mahaswami was in Mudikondan village, Antarama Dikshita had gone there to visit him, to have his darshan. Evening time, 7 p.m. Evening, the puja, Trikala Puja, was still pending. Mahaswami had to do the evening puja, but he was not in a position to do it at that time because he was running high temperature, 104 or something like that. And before he does the puja, he has to have a bath, and high temperature, doctor's advice was against it. When Antarama came and Mahaswami gave him asked him to chant the Sahasranama. He chanted it, Mahaswami listened to it. When he finished the Sahasranama, Mahaswami's fever had gone. He said, now I'm going for a bath. He had a bath and he did his puja. Antaramji sir says, for what reason does he have? This is not that he needs the Sahasranamam to be chanted to. He, for our sake, he showed what is the efficacy of this. Sahasranam is recommended in several, in Ayurveda. In Ayurveda, for many types of fevers, poisoning, other defects, Purusha Sukta and Sahasranam are recommended. Even for bad dreams, for planetary malinfluence, bad omens, like that. If you feel someday that you are getting terribly bad dreams or bad omens, you see, Sahasranam is there to take care. So regarding the greatness of Sahasranamam, why is Sahasranama so great? Parashara Bhatta lists six qualities. Why it is great? He says, one, Mahabharata Saratvat. He says, Vishnu Sahasranama is the essence of Mahabharata. Two, Rishibhi Pariganatah. Because the Rishis have sung it again and again, chanted it again and again. Three, Vedacharya Samaharat. Because it was compiled by none other than Vedacharya, Vedavyasa. So first one, it is the essence of Mahabharata. Second, it has been sung again and again repeatedly by the Rishis. Third, it has been compiled by none other than Vedavyasa. Fourth, Bhishmotushtamatattvatah. It was expounded by Bhishma as the highest of truth, as the highest of tattva. Fifth, it has been accepted by all the elders as being the pinnacle of dharma. Not just Bhishma, of course, everybody else since that time till now, they accept it as a high point of dharma. And last, sixth point, he says, its teachings are in congruence, in alignment with Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. Six reasons he gives why it is excellent. One, it is the essence of Bharatam. Two, it has been sung by the Rishis. Three, it has been compiled by Vedavyasa. Four, it has been told by Bhishma that is the highest of Tattva. Five, all elders have accepted that is the highest of Tattva. Six, it is teachings are in congruence with Gita and other scriptures. For all these reasons, Vishnu Sahasranama should be taken up for study, it should be taken up for reflection, it should be taken up for meditation, says Bhattar.